DJ's coming at you. This is DJ Abe, and I'm with DJ Morgs. All right, we're going to have a chill show today. Our theme this week is shower bops.
Woohoo, hello. Shower bops it is. Yeah, we want to kind of bring a relaxed vibe, but you're still bopping because we're having fun out here.
Of course.
So let's just debrief a little. So we haven't actually talked before, so this is, you know, new news to us as well. So how was your homecoming?
Hoco was pretty crazy. It was pretty eventful. I mean, Laurier, I'm a first year, so this is my first Laurier Hoco, but I'm pretty impressed. I mean, Laurier goes hard.
We do go hard.
I was pretty surprised. Yeah, I had a good Hoco. How about you?
I had a great Hoco. It was so much fun. I went to the game. It was awesome. But I will admit, it did take 2 solid days to recover fully. I was so excited. I lost my voice, the whole 9 yards. So it did take me a while to recover, but I'm back on track. This week, though, has been super, super busy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Lots of papers, lots of stuff to do, a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah, I've had a lot of work to do myself. A lot of lectures, a lot of 2-hour lectures.
Yeah.
It's been a week, that's all I can say, but at least next week is a reading week.
Reading week, so exciting.
I'm really hyped. I'm just going home and sleeping a lot. Yeah.
See you later, Waterloo.
I'm gonna go see my dog.
Oh, that's exciting. That's right there. That is seems like the best reading week ever.
I am so happy we have reading week. I really need it.
Yeah, no. First year, I remember I needed reading week too. Even third year, I'm like, I could take a couple days off easily.
All right.
So yeah, so I'm excited about that. But we are here to give you some positive energy, get through the week, get to reading week, and we are going to hit it off with Sugar Sugar.
Yeah, we got some shower bops for you. Here you go.
Alrighty, we are back. That was Flash Junk Mind by Milky Chance. Very distinct voice. I love that song. That's my new song I found this week when I was studying, actually.
He does have a really distinct voice. We were just talking over the break how Milky Chance and John Legend have the most unique voices, in our opinion.
Yeah, them and Florence Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love them. So, we're sitting here. We're a little bit tired, I'm not gonna lie. It's been a long week, but we are here to energize you, get going, and there's no better way to do that than the L of the week.
Oh.
Yes, we're gonna keep this segment because we think it, you know, it lets people know that it's okay to make mistakes, learn from them, and move on. So, should I start or would you like to start?
Go ahead, Morgan.
Alrighty. Well, I had a few L's of the week. I was texting you this week and saying, I got my L. And which isn't something to be proud of. And I thought about, you know, my embarrassing time at the gym this week or the fact that I pushed the wrong number on the elevator in the library and everyone went down to the ground level. That was not fun either. But yesterday night, I had the biggest L. And this is for my friend Kate. I know you're listening and I am so sorry. I forgot one of my best friend's birthdays.
Ooh.
Yeah, yesterday. And, you know, I was having a bad day and I was in a weird mood and I had this assignment and I was cranky and it honestly slipped my mind. And it wasn't until probably 10 o'clock and she Snapchatted me and said, it's my birthday.
And that's rough.
Yes. And I, oh my gosh, my heart just sank. I actually felt disgusting inside. I was so upset. And, you know, I texted her right away. I'm so sorry. I forgot. I did a heartful Insta post. This isn't how our friendship is. I really do love her.
Oh my God.
And, you know, she's one of the friends that it's like, no matter what I decide, even if it's the craziest thing, she will 100% support me. And
well, not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. I know. I forgot her birthday. So, yeah, I'm sorry, Kate. I'm so sorry. I know I dropped the ball on that one. I know you're listening. You mean the world to me. Yeah,
I always put my friends' birthdays in my calendar. So if I ever tell you happy birthday, just know I didn't remember it was my calendar that reminded me. But at least I told them.
There. Well, I usually go with the Facebook notifications.
Oh,
it,
yeah.
Like,
that always helps.
And yesterday I just missed it and I felt so disgusting inside. So that was my L of the week. I'm so sorry, Kate. I love you to the moon and back and you know that. So what was yours? Can you top it?
I don't know about that, but my L of the week came again in my film lecture.
My film this tutorial. Film was, shout out to all the people in there.
I know, I just keep taking L's in that tutorial. This week, I forgot my screening notes, which were due at the beginning of class. So I got my buddy Jack to break into my room, get my screen notes, walk all the way to Bricker. Keep in mind, I'm on the furthest res from campus. It's about a 10-minute walk. I got him to walk all the way here, giving my screening notes in time. And I was so embarrassed. Like, he was just sitting in the lounge, minding his own business. So yeah, that's my second L in that tutorial.
Same tutorial.
Yep.
Oh, man.
My TA hates me.
Yeah. Well, did you get questions right at least this week?
Hopefully.
We'll see about that. We'll keep you updated. Yeah, so with those, we are going to move into some more music. And recently, I've been into the Arkells. This is a new thing for me, finding new music. So
Morgan's actually introducing me to the Arkells.
I know. It's exciting. They're good. They've got some good jams. So, 1111. Here we go. Oh, no. But it wasn't for me. You were up at the Hello, hello. You are listening to After Class with DJ Morgs and DJ Abe.
What's up, what's up?
So, we are here giving you inspiration to get through the week. You're almost there. It's so close.
So close, but so far, dude.
Oh, reading week. I'm so excited. But, so we're going to talk, you know, it's midterm season already, which is bizarre to me that midterms are happening now. We're in the first week of October. But we want to give you some inspiration for some study tips and study space on campus.
As much as you don't want to hear this, we're giving it to you.
Yes, we need to give you something to take away. So my favorite spot, okay. First of all, Laurier, I love the school, but we need a little bit more study space.
Mm-hmm. They're always pretty packed.
They're always packed. And for me, I don't know if anyone else feels this, but I get tired of a space really, really quickly. And last year was a library for me. And this year, I almost can't even go in the library.
I've never actually been to the library yet.
Okay, well.
I'm a room studier.
Which is so interesting to me because when I'm in my room, I'm going to sleep.
Right. Okay.
You do your homework in your room every night?
I just touched gum. That's disgusting. Sorry about that.
That did just happen.
Yeah, I study in my room. I honestly can study anywhere, but because I can study anywhere, I study in the easiest place, which is my room.
It's also different if you're on res, I feel like. Like when you're in res, it's just different. You know, people are kind of doing whatever, wherever.
Yeah, good point. Especially if you're in a single room like me.
Yeah, like I associate my house and my room with sleeping and relaxing.
Okay.
So then I try to do my work when I'm on campus.
Right.
So study spaces, I like the library, I guess. I don't want to give all my good study spaces away. I have a couple secret ones.
All right, yeah, don't give that away. That's your private.
You have to look, and it's also about time for me. If you go to campus early, you can get any study space you want. I feel like people wake up around 12, and then they stay there until later. If you go early, you can get good study spaces.
How early is early?
Well, I go on, like, backwards exam schedule. So when exams are happening, I will go in the morning, like, 7:30.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. 7:30 and then you can get whiteboards. That's my other tip. Use the whiteboards.
Okay.
You kind of have to think outside the box. But every time, no matter where I study, I always just end up talking to people. So.
Right.
I've been going to Kitchener this week just to get away and stop talking because I love talking so much.
As we can probably tell.
Yeah. And here we are. So I don't know if that helps at all, but that's kind of where we're at with our studying. You know what? Let's just get into some music.
Sure. All right. Next up, we got Do I Want to Know by Arctic Monkeys. A lot of you probably know this one. Here's another shower bop for you.
We are back. Okay, so I was thinking, and this crossed my mind. Okay, how awkward is it nowadays when you meet someone new? Do you go for the handshake, or do you go for the, hey, nice to see you, nice to meet you?
Interesting. All right.
I'm confused because it gets me every time, and I still don't know what to do at this age because it's kind of awkward.
Okay. Well, I'm more of a handshake guy, so personally...
Every time. When we met, we did a great handshake. We was like...
We
right,
did? I don't remember that.
Yeah, we had a great handshake. And I was thinking after, I was like, wow, you know, that wasn't awkward at all. We went right for the handshake.
Oh, I remember. I was waiting in line at Starbucks. And
yeah,
you were like,
he got
what
me a
the
Starbucks.
Hell does this kid
it
look
so
like?
It was so nice. And I didn't know what you looked like.
I forgot to mention what I was wearing, so...
So I was like, okay.
Beard.
Beard. And then I found you. But no, that handshake was fine. But lately, I just feel like when I'm introduced to someone, and if you meet them, and and it's like, hey, this is my friend, whoever, then it's a hi, how's it going? Mm. But then sometimes people automatically just go for the handshake. And sometimes I'm reluctant if I'm not going to be their friend, but if I'm not going to see them again, right?
Right.
It's kind of awkward. So I just don't know where everyone stands on that.
I always go for the handshake.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah, it's always nice to go for a handshake, like even if you're never going to see him again.
But have you ever gone for the handshake and then there's that awkward pause and then they put out their hand?
Well, if there's an awkward pause and I never want to see them again.
Okay,
so
fair,
it doesn't really matter.
So, yeah, I'm just struggling with that. And even with like professors, when I go to office hours, sometimes if I want to shake their hand and, you know, meet them, and then sometimes they're more of a, hi, nice to see you. You know?
It's some professors have the firmest handshakes, though. Dr. Judith Nicholson.
Shout out.
The firmest handshake I've ever felt in my life.
Well,
I respect that.
Handshakes mean, you know, you're supposed to have a firm handshake. And then have you ever seen that one for one of my classes? I think it was a comm class. I had to watch a video about handshakes and gestures, and people that shake hands and then touch the elbows, actually, you know, when you shake hands and then go for the elbow, it is seniority or more power, like you're the upper hand.
I like that. And wow, I'm learning so much about handshake culture.
I know. Well, I just don't know. I still, my question isn't even answered. I don't know. I guess it depends on the situation.
Sometimes I'm a hugger.
Are you a hugger?
Yeah.
Are you one of those?
If my best friend introduces me to another best friend, you know?
Then it is.
Hug it out.
But you also do a bro hug, which is different. I can't.
Not
bro
really.
Hug.
I've grown beyond the bro hug.
Oh, okay. All
right. I just hug.
You just hug it out.
Yeah.
See, and then sometimes people don't like hugs.
Well, screw them. Why would you not like hugs?
It's like I need a sign of what to do in the social situation.
That's BS. If you don't like hugs, then you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. And then some people are awkward huggers. But we're not going to get into that. Moral of the story is, I don't know. What is the moral of the story?
We haven't answered the question.
You know what? I still like a handshake, and I think I'm still going to go for it, even if it is a little bit awkward.
All right. We're out here expanding your mind.
Yes.
That's what we're doing here.
So anyways, if you guys come up with an answer, please email
us. Let us know.
Email us. Find us.
Email us.
Email us. I don't even know the email attachment. I am absolutely just blurring out things right now.
All right. We got Favorite Colors by Taylor Bennett, who's Chance the Rapper's little brother.
Oh.
And then we've got Teenage Fantasy by Georgia Smith.
Here we go.
All right, guys, we're back. So that just about closes up our show. Thanks for listening this week. Our L of the week has to be those technical difficulties.
Yeah, I think this is a new L of the week for
Absolutely.
Sure. Thanks for sticking with us, though, and tuning in for sure.
Yeah, that was Calvin Harris, Georgia Smith, and who was that? Taylor Bennett.
There we go. So we always try to end our show with kind of a little bit of inspiration, something to keep you going on this week because it's been a long week and we feel you on that one.
One more day, boys.
One more reading week. So with that in mind, we're going to give you a quote and you can take what you want from it or don't take anything at all. It's up to you. So give it to us.
All right. This quote is from Nelson Mandela. It always seems impossible until it's done. Short and sweet. Take from it what you want.
And I think that goes well with this week. And everyone's a little bit stressed, but we're gonna push through. We're almost there, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
All right.
We're so excited.
Then we're gonna party.
Yes. Have a good reading week, everyone.
We're gonna close things off with a throwback. This is Secrets by OneRepublic. Enjoy.